Hollywood Spotlight, presenting an all-star review from the entertainment center of the world, Hollywood. This is Tom Gentry, and may I call off our swell array of talent. First, Phil Harris and his marvelous orchestra. Larry Burke, the troubadour of Hollywood. Then, another visit from our old pal, Bob Burns. And as a final dash of swing, Martha Raye. Phil Harris, suppose you give us the overture.
Now, when times get better is a subject which Leah Raye and myself will now discuss.
Cozy sitting room, even though our kitchenette is bare.
Yes, and the songbirds in the trees make those sandwiches and tea an appetizing villa that.
You know something? The wolf was at our door all day.
Yeah, honey, but he got hungry, so he went away.
Now we've got a cottage, but the cottage has a mortgage.
And that mortgage isn't paid yet, dear.
No, but when times get better,
oh, then we'll have another one, dear.
Now, I've got an uncle, and my uncle has an auntie.
Yes, I know. They've been living with us now about a year.
But when times get better,
then we're going to have my relatives here.
Oh, relatives and mortgages and mortgages and more relatives.
That's all right, honey. What do we care?
What do we care?
Say, we don't want a big house and a fine automobile and all those fancy things, do we?
No, Phil. All we want is just a little bed and a chair.
That's right, because, folks, you know we've got the baby.
Uh-huh.
And the baby has a brother.
Yes, and that's just about enough, I fear.
Still, we figure with time's going to pick up like they say they are, that we'll have another one, dear.
Thank you. sell the phonograph and the furniture, and now we'll have to even sell the bed, I fear.
I know, honey, but until times get better, we still have the Davenport, dear.
You know, Phil, I may seem crabby, but my clothes are getting shabby, and I've nothing left to wear, I fear.
Don't you worry about it, 'cause until times get better, why, that smile is wonderful, dear.
Honey, when you hold me and unfold me in your arms, it's a love, sweet confession.
I know, but you really ain't heard nothing yet. You know, honey, we've been going through a depression. Now, with the high cost of living and the low cost of loving, I think our family tree has flourished just grand.
And when times get better,
then we'll have a 40-piece band.
And now, Larry Burke.
The troubadour takes out his musical tape line to measure the depth of his love as he sings How Deep is the Ocean.
How much do I love you? I'll tell you no lie. How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky? How many times a day do I think of you? How many roses are sprinkled with dew? How far would I travel to be where you are? How far is the journey from here to a star? Should I cry? How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky?
Well, we'll have to hurry along. Speed is our motto in the Hollywood Spotlight, and speaking of speed, here he is again to be interviewed by Tom Post, the original slow brain through Arkansas, Bob Burns.
You know, Tom, it's a funny subject to give me. You know, down where I come from, we don't go in much for speed. We move slow and think slow and sleep slow.
Oh, yeah. And I've heard that you're pretty easy going down there.
Yeah, I remember, you know, one time I was helping my uncle herd sheep. One night we were sitting out on the hill watching the sheep. Hadn't said a word for about 4 hours. Suddenly a black object ran through the brush. 3 hours later, my uncle said, "Looks like a wolf." Mm-hmm. 2 hours later, I says, "I think it's a dog."
This is 2 hours later.
Yeah, 2 hours later. Yeah. 3 hours later, my uncle got up and he says, "Well, I think I'll go in. I can't stand these arguments."
It's too much for him. Well, listen, did you ever try to think fast?
Yeah, you know, I can figure out things pretty fast when I want to, Tom. I believe I could have been one of them lightning calculators if I had gone in for it.
Oh, you think so, huh? Well, what makes you think so?
Well, I won first prize in school one time in mental calculation.
Uh-huh.
You know, the teacher asked us real quick, you know, all of a sudden.
Yeah.
She says, "How much is 2 times 20?
2 times 20, yes.
And I guessed 37.
Well, I know, but 2 times 20 is not 37. How did you ever get first prize for guessing that?
Well, I come closer to it than anybody in class.
Well, did you ever try to see how fast you could run?
Yeah, I remember one time a man down home shot at me. And if I do say so, Tom, I covered a lot of ground there.
Well, why'd the man shoot at you?
Oh, I was taking some rocks out of his yard.
Just taking some rocks? Well, why in the world would he shoot at you for just taking rocks out of his yard?
Well, you see, Tom, these wasn't ordinary rocks, you know.
No.
These was Plymouth rocks.
Oh, I get it. I suppose that was the fastest you'd ever moved, huh?
Yeah, under my own power. You know, I like speedy cars, though, Tom. You
yeah.
know, I think I could go in for airplanes and those fast cars.
Yeah.
You know, I'll tell you a secret.
Uh-huh.
I've always wanted to fly one of them airmail planes.
And carry the mail, I suppose.
Yeah, and carry the mail.
I know, but to be a mail pilot, you have to know navigation. Why, you'd even have to know something about astronomy to fly a mail plane. Why, do you know how far it is to the moon?
Well, I wouldn't want the job nohow if they gave me that route.
You wouldn't, huh? Well, I don't blame you, but the new automobiles are fast enough anyway. What kind of a car do you have?
Tom, I got a Shasta car.
What do you mean you have a Shasta car?
Well, Shasta have new rings, Shasta have a new battery. You know, Shasta have new batteries and all
that. It's just like mine. Yeah. Well, what do you think of the new Airflow model cars?
Well, I like those new Airflow model cars pretty well, Tom, but my wife don't like the shape of them.
Well, why is that?
Well, she's a backseat driver, Tom, and she don't know which end to sit in.
Thanks, Bob. And speaking of streamlined cars, here's a real streamlined ditty. Modern, up to the minute, presented by that swingiest of all swingstresses, Martha Ray.
Nothing will help.